Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sing it, Hugh.
I don't know the words.
He's mad at us today, too.
No, I'm not mad. Oh, no, I love you guys, man. I'm just, you know.
You're mad at facts and reality.
No, you can't get mad about people when they're mad at you because you had a strong take that they don't agree with.
Well,
now
I agree with that.
They're getting their comeuppance.
We want to see the beer go green.
You know what? I know who we're getting ready to talk to. I'm going to ask this man because he's a learned individual.
Well, you're right. It's a learned individual, and he's a football guy.
His name is Ross Tucker at Ross Tucker NFL.
His daily Ross report talking Eagles on social media. Hey, Ross, how we doing?
Fantastic. What's up?
So, Ross, my question to you is this. When you go on the NFL official website and you ask the question, or no, I should just ask you, how many points did the Eagles defense give up this year?
I have no idea, but I think I saw somewhere where it's the fewest.
Well, okay,
yeah,
so
it was what, 303?
Well, let's talk through this. So, Ross, before the season, or at some point early in the season, we had a bet here.
No, don't tell him the bet. Well, let's ask him a question.
Well, the context matters.
Context matters. We had a bet
that the
Eagles defense allowed 17 or fewer points per game, Hugh would have to dye his beard green for the postseason. Now, my contention, and most of our audience, Ross, is that occurred because of the touchdowns and points they allowed. One was a defensive score by the Jaguars, so that was on the Eagles' offense, and one was a special team score by the Browns. Again, that's on the special teams. The Eagles' defense, therefore, Ross, allowed, you know, 288 points, and you divide that by the 17, that's less than 17
but
per game.
Ross,
where do you come down on how we count the points?
Yeah, but when you look at the official statistics for points per game allowed, it has them higher than that, right?
Yes.
Yes, right.
So, yeah, Ross, to help you out, it came in at 17.8, the official statistics. Mm.
Yeah, so that is a big pet peeve of mine, is that there's a lot of flaws in a lot of the official statistics. Like, in what galaxy should points allowed and us be talking
about defenses?
Hold on, Ross,
wait a minute. Let him cook. Ross, I don't need all that from you right now. I'm just saying,
like, there's no reason to pick the Jaguars' defensive score or the Browns' block kick should go against the defense.
Damn,
none
Ross.
Whatsoever.
I just knew we were on the same. Ross, I didn't ask for your personal opinion.
No, we did. We literally asked for his personal opinion.
I will say this. So if I were Hugh, I would not want to fight. I would not want to dye my beard green. So I would say, look, I have the evidence. It's on paper. Go to NFL.com.
There's nothing you can do.
That said, it's not my face or beard. So I think Hugh, by the letter of the law, should have to dye it.
Yeah, I'm glad you remember that you played in the NFL, Ross. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Well, at least someone around here played. You didn't, obviously. All right, Ross, let's get to everything going on this week with a big game on Sunday and the whole postseason. All right, Ross, let's start with your first thoughts on the matchup here. The Packers coming in. Now, it's kind of interesting. We talked about the Packers 3 weeks ago, and I know you were high on them, as was I. And then the last couple weeks didn't go their way. They lost to Minnesota, and then they had a weird week last week where they tried, and then they didn't win, and Jordan Love got banged up, and they lost Christian Watson. Your first thought, Ross, when you saw the matchup, Eagles-Packers?
Yeah, I mean, not good. I'd be lying if I thought it was good. You know, I think they're top 10 offense and defense. Hugh can probably look that up again for a reason. And not only are they top 10 offense and defense, let's just go by Super Bowl odds, right? The Eagles have the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl. The Packers are seventh. So one of these teams is a 2 seed. The other team is a 7 seed. So I would say talent and even playoff pedigree, they got to be the best 7th seed I've ever seen. Now, we've only had a few years here where you even have a 7th seed. But they went into Dallas last year in the 2-7 game and annihilated the Cowboys. And then they went out to San Francisco, the number 1 seed, and they really could have, would have, should have won that game. I mean, I can think of like five plays in that game that if it had gone the other way, if the Packers guy just intercepts the pass, the Purdy threw right to him or whatever, that the Packers win that game and it's a Lions-Packers NFC Championship game. So it's not a favorable draw. It's not a good thing. You know, for example, if the Commanders came in, I don't really think that they would be able to beat the Eagles at the link. If the 7th seed in the AFC or the 6th seed in the AFC, the Broncos or the Steelers came to link, no way, no shot. I think the Eagles are better. I think the Eagles will win the game, but there's a decent percentage chance that the Packers come in and play really well and win the game. I mean, if they played 10 times, I don't know, did the Packers win three times? I don't know how many times that is. Four, maybe? The difference, I will say, is they're kind of limping to the finish line. You know, they've played arguably their two worst games of the year, their last two games. So that's the part that inspires the most confidence and belief in the Eagles for me, is just that the Packers are kind of, they don't have any momentum. They're not feeling good about things at all coming into the playoffs.
All right, Ross, let's get to some of the details now on the Eagles going into this week. Ross, what's your level of concern with Jalen Hurts in the situation right now? And it's kind of a two-part thing. One, that he's still in protocol a couple weeks out from the concussion. I know tomorrow is their next chance to practice, so we'll see how he's listed then. But then the other part, let's say he clears the rust factor. He, you know, if we go from the Steeler game on December 15th to when they kick this thing off on this coming Sunday, he's going to have thrown four passes in that span of about a calendar month. Your concern level with Hurts, both playing and then just rust if he does play?
I would say that my concern level in terms of him playing is a lot higher than I thought it would be. You know, the team, in my understanding, has no control over the concussion protocol. So unless they intentionally or purposely, and they're able to do this, and I'm unaware, we're really taking it slow with him, I would say it's concerning that, you know, through 2 weeks he hasn't passed the protocol. You know, what's going on? I mean, you rarely hear this. Sometimes guys pass it. You know, let's say he had the concussion against the Commanders. Mm. A decent amount of time, not a lot, but decent amount of time, they pass the concussion protocol and they play in the next game. However, a vast majority of time, they miss a game, and then they pass it in time for the next game. Now, we all know he wasn't going to play against the Giants anyway, but I would still think if you're the Eagles, you would have wanted him to progress through the protocol so he could have gotten some practice reps in, been out there on the field doing those things. So this is a new one for me, Joe, to be honest with you. It's been a while since I can remember a guy, because it's like the next step is – you're like a guy that's out for a while. You know what I mean? Next step is you're a guy that it's a Tua thing or some of these other guys that it's their second or third concussion, Olave, and they get put on IR. Thankfully, Jalen isn't there yet. But the fact that Sirianni said yesterday he's still in the concussion protocol definitely raised my antenna for sure.
Yeah, mine too. It's not a normal one. Hopefully he'll be back, and hopefully tomorrow's good news, but we're not sure yet. All right, Ross, let's talk about behind Jalen Hurts. So regardless, the number two quarterback is always important here in Philadelphia. We know that. Ross, we just got to watch Kenny Pickett 2 weeks ago, played well, then he got banged up, came out of the game. We saw him also against Washington. And then we saw Tanner McKee this past week with backups play really well. Ross, as we enter this week, especially with the uncertainty with Hurts, who would be your number two quarterback? Because my assumption is it will be Pickett, but, you know, McKee's played well enough here that people's eyes are open to maybe it being him. Who would you go with number two?
By the way, can you believe that it's January 7th and at this moment there's at least some percentage chance that Tanner McKee starts against the Packers in the playoff game? You know, depending on what the deal is with Hurts and the concussion protocol, and depending on who the Eagles would rather go with. I mean, that's just bananas that we're even talking about that. But I think it all comes down, Joe, to me, to Pickett's health. If Pickett is 100%, I would go with him because I like the fact that he can make some plays with his legs. I don't know that Tanner really has that in him. That said, I probably would be very ready to make the switch to McKee. And if you said, hey, I just think McKee's better and he's in rhythm, that's fine. If Pickett's less than 100%, Pickett's, you know, with the ribs, because he kind of re-injured it or whatever against the Cowboys. If Pickett's less than 100%, I would go Tanner McKee.
Well, he did play well on Sunday. He impressed you, impressed a lot of people. All right, quickly, Ross, let's get your thoughts on the other couple NFC games this weekend, because it'll impact who the Eagles will see next week, assuming they beat the Green Bay Packers. Let's start with Sunday night, the Commanders against the Buccaneers, a rematch of a game we saw in week one. What do you think about this one, Commanders in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, kind of a toss-up game to me. The Bucs have been a little bit up and down, and I'm a little surprised with how poorly Jaden Daniels and the Commanders played on Sunday in Dallas. I mean, they did nothing. I think they had four first downs in the first half. Four first downs, and then finally they just kind of sat Daniels. I don't know if something's bothering him or what. That feels like a lot of points and a very close game that could go either way.
And then the Monday night game between the Vikings, who dropped the game to the Lions, so they dropped down to the 5 seed, and the 4 seed Rams. What do you think? Vikings, Rams, another rematch. We saw that in a Thursday game this year, and the Rams did beat them.
So the most interesting aspect of that to me, and Joe, correct me if I'm wrong here, if the Rams won, would they have been the 3 seed?
They would have been, yep.
Yeah, so like that, can you imagine if that was here? That would have been an unbelievable sports radio topic, because you would think that there's a sizable difference between playing the 14-win Vikings and playing the Commanders. Sean McVay didn't care at all. I mean, Sean McVay was perfectly happy to just sit his guys and get them rested for this game on Monday night. And we'll see. Maybe that ends up being the right decision. I think you can argue, hey, we got to beat whoever we got to play in no matter what. Let's make sure we are in the best possible position we can be in. That's another one I feel like could go either way. I mean, I understand that the Vikings have had the much better year, but they just played Sunday night in a very physical game. They did not play well. Now they have to go on the road to a rested Rams bunch. I actually think out of all three of the games, the team with the greatest likelihood to win by 2 scores is actually the Eagles. If Hurts plays and the Eagles come out fresh, flying around, and the Packers are still limping like they did these last couple games, that's the game that I think has the potential to be the Eagles winning by 2 scores. I don't see that happening in the other. I think those other two games are really good one-score games.
Yeah, they feel like big ones. And really, I agree with you, especially the Commanders. I think they could win that game outright. And then the Monday night game will be maybe a barn burner and a shootout. Ross, we appreciate you hopping on. Fun week. Playoffs all over the place. College, pros. It's a great football weekend. Ross, enjoy it. And we're excited to talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Cannot wait to see the green beard, Hugh. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks a lot, Ross. Appreciate
you guys.
See you, Ross.